It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. In the early 2000s, the New York City Housing Authority deemed tens of thousands of public housing apartments to be lead-free. But subsequent federal investigations revealed that was not only untrue, that officials covered up the extent of the problem for years. NYCHA has since had to retest those units, and an analysis by the news site The City suggests the results are alarming. Joining me now to discuss the findings is reporter Greg Smith of The City. Greg, welcome back to WNYC.
Happy to be here.
The Public Housing Authority is still working through all these tens of thousands of reinspections and pending lab test results, so we don't know the full results for a while. Still, though, what are we seeing in the new data that is available?
What we're seeing here is an assumption that was made a long time ago, where they were essentially trying to lower the number of apartments that they needed to test every single year by declaring them to be free of lead. And the way they did that was to randomly test like two or three apartments and then declare entire developments to be free of lead. So what's happening is a reckoning with this. You have a number of apartments that were once declared to be lead free are no longer that because they retested them and sure enough there's lead there. And so what's happening is you're going to see a significant number of apartments that have lead paint that the tenants have been living in for decades without any knowledge of that.
As we mentioned, many of these apartments were previously deemed lead-free by inspectors. How does this new information compare?
So what happens is after the United States Attorney's Office in Southern District of New York gets involved and starts looking into the question about whether or not NYCHA had been falsely certifying that they were performing required lead paint inspections, and they discovered that in fact they were lying about this. Once they discovered that, the mayor stepped forward and said, well, I guess we have to go back and look at this again. And so he ordered up 134,000 apartments to be retested. That was back in 2018. So here we are just more than 3 years later. They haven't finished this, and they are 103,000 in, but they have thousands and thousands of apartments that they have either not tested or they have the lab results and they're sitting on them, and they have 21,000 lab results that they're sitting on right now. So that, again, we're talking about numbers here, but these are people. This is apartments that people live in, with, in a lot of cases, with children. What I was writing about was a little girl who had tested positive for a very alarming a rate of elevated lead in her blood, and it's already had an impact on her ability to do, you know, her schoolwork. So these are people we're talking about. These are not just numbers.
So, Greg, I have to ask you this. Don't the inspectors, doesn't someone at NYCHA understand the value of being truthful here and doing proper inspections and revealing the results to not only to the federal government or the city government, but to the people who live there? Lives are at jeopardy here.
That is a fact. I can only tell you that my read of this is that this is a bureaucratic phenomenon, that what is going on here is that the New York City Housing Authority, all public housing authorities, rely heavily on the federal government. Most of their funding comes from HUD, and they have to tell HUD that they're doing what they're supposed to do, or they don't get the money. So essentially, that was what was happening here. You have bureaucrats who are telling the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, everything is fine here. There's nothing to see here. And to continue the funding stream. And in the interim, you have people living with lead paint in their apartments. And in some cases, such as the little girl I wrote about, Michaela Bonaparte, she ended up being very seriously damaged by this lie.
That's what lead does to children. It certainly is. I have to ask you this, Greg. Someone had to sign something indicating NYCHA units were lead-free. What about someone being held to account for this apparent cover-up?
Okay, so what happened with that is every year all housing authorities have to sign off on an annual plan, and it's essentially a sworn statement to the federal government saying that we're doing what we're supposed to do, so now please send us a check. And so year after year, what was happening, and this started in 2013, it could have started earlier, but documented, we've been able to document 2013 through 2016. So each year, the chairperson of the housing authority would be signing off in a sworn affidavit stating that the performance of required lead paint inspections was occurring as required by both a local law here in New York City and also the HUD regulations. And so they would write it, put it in writing. They'd say, this is happening. We're swearing to that. When this eventually was disclosed, nothing really happened other than the U.S. attorney made it clear that this had been happening, and they appointed a federal monitor to oversee the New York City Housing Authority, which is the biggest housing authority in America. And the monitor has been on top of this since then. So that's the ramification of it, I guess. It's unfortunate that nobody else was held accountable in the sense that there's been no criminal prosecution of anybody. They've found multiple examples where people were lying on official documents, which you can charge somebody with that. But that hasn't happened so far. Not sure why.
Yeah. And this practice started during the Bloomberg administration, but continued well into Mayor de Blasio's tenure. What does this say about his legacy in City Hall?
He came into office in the first place in 2013, saying that he was going to address the tale of two cities. And one of the major aspects of what he was trying to do was to reform the New York City Housing Authority. And in fact, he has done some things to it. He's definitely put more funding into it. But it is true that this kind of continued on his watch. And again, he at one point was claiming that no harm has been done. He actually said that no harm has been done to children. And that was just not true. So that's his legacy.
And of course, Mayor-elect Adams takes office next month on January 1st. What will he inherit on this issue of lead in public housing?
Sure. First of all, they need to finish the reinspections and release the lab results. And that's probably not going to happen until de Blasio leaves the city hall. So Adams is going to have to deal with that. And then the other issue is that the funding problem at the housing authority is pretty bad. However, the United States government appears to be coming to the rescue if Build It Back Better makes it all the way through the Senate. There's going to be really billions of dollars coming into NYCHA. Now that's good, but the issue is then how do you spend that, and do you do it in a way that has real impact on the lives of actual people? So that remains to be seen.
Greg, pardon me. And speaking of impact, we have just a few seconds left here. For people who are living in public housing in NYCHA, what should they do in the meantime while these inspections are either taking place or they're awaiting test results?
They should continue to do what they do, which is to get on the phone, and when they have a problem, make it clear to management that they need to get this stuff fixed. And basically it's the squeaky wheel syndrome at the New York City Housing Authority. Right. It works to some degree, but it's a huge, overwhelming situation.
Greg, we'll have to leave it there. Greg Smith is a reporter for the news site, The City. Thanks for informing us. And let's talk again when you have the full results. Thank you so much.
Thank you.